Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with everything happening at WVIA. Today, as we head into the weekend, we'll make some weekend plans with Haley's Happy Hour, hear from students concerned about Penn State's Hazleton campus, and learn how Luzerne County Community College supports its students. It's Friday, April 11th. Let's get you up to date. First, we're going to Schuylkill County, where a new housing program is giving hope to survivors of sexual assault. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more.
Housing through Healing at Home is subsidized by SARC, which provides resources to sexual assault survivors in Schuylkill and Lebanon counties. And from Michaela Gavalitz, the Healing at Home program gives children the voice she didn't have as a child.
It's important to me because I'm a survivor.
Gavalitz is its vice chair. She knows what fear feels like. She says a family friend assaulted her as a child.
I didn't talk about, my trauma as a young teen being sexually assaulted in my own home. I didn't tell my mother until nearly 40 years later. And so it would have been nice to have a place to go for counseling or a little, advocacy, a little, empathy or care, in that case. I had nobody to talk to. So becoming a part of SARC was special to me in that way.
SARC opened Micah's house last year, and construction on Clarissa's house should be completed by this summer. Each location can house four people, which includes the survivor's family members. SARC president and CEO Ali Parado says that's especially important for young survivors. Without that support, she says parents may have to find new housing without being able to afford it.
That kind of pressure around economic stability increases risk for recanting, which is when the child says, no, I'm just kidding, that didn't happen to me, which is incredibly common with child sexual abuse cases.
And SARC's seen an increase in housing needs over the last 5 years.
COVID brought out a lot of the cracks and things in our systems.
Parado says last year, SARC served 570 victims of sexual violence. Nearly half of those cases dealt with children under 18. In Tamaqua, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Now, if you or someone you know faces sexual violence and lives in Schuylkill or Lebanon counties, call SARC's 24/7 hotline at 570-628-2965. You can find more of this story also at WVIA.org. In Luzerne County now, regional Penn State campuses are waiting to hear if they'll be closed as the university makes cuts. With a growing city and a school district with record enrollment, supporters of Penn State Hazleton don't understand why their campus may close. In a student-organized rally on campus and then at a legislative discussion in downtown Hazleton, speakers on Thursday shared passionate stories about how the school changed their lives. Emily Babula, a first-year student from Hazleton, said the campus fills a great community need.
We are not just numbers on a spreadsheet here, and we like it that way. We will fight for the future of our gorgeous campus, as well as the Commonwealth campuses in the same boat as us.
A committee at Penn State is currently deciding which of the 12 Commonwealth campuses should close. That could include Hazleton, Schuylkill, Scranton, or Wilkes-Barre. The university plans to announce a final plan before the spring semester ends next month. You can find more of this story also at WVIA.org. And now for this week's Community Connections with Lisa Mazzarella. This week she spoke with Melissa Wassel, director of the Luzerne County Community College Center for Student Support and Intervention. Here's more.
Meet Melissa Wassel, director for the Center for Student Support and Intervention at Luzerne County Community College in Nanticoke, offering a series of opportunities for students to get ahead.
Having the outlet of our programs has really made a difference in the outcomes for our students because we keep them motivated and we are also there as that safe space when they're having a bad day.
Now, you mentioned three different types of things that you address in all of your programs. So let's take it step by step.
The first program, our KEYS program. KEY stands for Keystone Education Yield Success, came about as a collaboration between the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services and the Pennsylvania Commission for Community Colleges, focusing on single mothers or single parents living in poverty. The criteria is you have to be enrolled or intend to enroll at Luzerne County Community College in either an associate's degree, a certificate of specialization, a diploma, or in a non-credit certification short-term program. And you have to be receiving SNAP or TANF benefits. We assist them in the process of referral because we do work very closely with our county assistance office. Once they're in the program, we act as their liaison between themselves and the county assistance office. We assist with books and supplies, provide assistance with transportation so that they can get to and from school. We have clothing allowance, a laptop loan program if they need technology assistance, a food pantry. We guarantee childcare. Those are just some of the things that we do from a financial perspective.
I'm just kind of surprised that this program has been in existence since 2005, and I'm just hearing it for the first time today.
Word of mouth is how people learned about the program. So you have one student who heard about it from another student. We would like to see more students take advantage of the opportunity because it is there.
What is the feedback after they've gone through the program, able to get the education they wanted?
You know, it's funny because I think during the program, the students get very frustrated sometimes because they feel like we're hounding them a lot. But we know that it's our support that helps just a little bit. And they come back after graduation. And that kind of segues into another program that we offer in the center called the Parent Pathways Program. By design, the program is for individuals who are parenting students who are living in poverty and who want to be part of a two-generation learning model. We work teaching them how to reinforce literacy skills within their children.
One program dovetails into the next mm-hmm. program.
The All-One Recovery Educational Institute, ARRI for short, is designed for individuals who are in recovery for a substance use disorder. They have to be in recovery a minimum of 6 months, however. We have a certified recovery specialist on staff at the college within the center. We have a facilitator who works with them on setting their academic and career goals. We also provide workshops for financial literacy. The ARRI program is really unique to this area because of all of the support services that we provide to those individuals. Because there is no conflict from our funding sources, a student can be in one or all of them.
And of course, they need to know they've got to keep up in order to continue with the program.
Absolutely, and that's why we want education to be part of their journey, regardless of whether it's raising a family or in recovery.
Special thanks to Melissa Wassel of Luzerne County Community College in Nanticoke. Hear more of the story on our podcast, wvia.org/communityconnection. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. All right, it's finally Friday, so it's time to make our weekend plans with a little help from WVIA's Haley O'Brien. She was on the hunt for egg hunts this week. Here's more.
I'm Haley O'Brien. This is Haley's Happy Hour, a weekly segment from WVIA News about upcoming events.
I'm at Wallenpaupack Church, joined by Jackie Waring. She is an organizer of a big egg hunt this weekend. Tell me about this event and how many eggs you anticipate.
So we're really excited for this event. We have 25,000 eggs. They're all filled with candy, toys, and different prizes. Our biggest thing is that we've reached out to the community to get bigger prizes to give away. There's various ice cream shops that are giving away free ice cream. Like we have the Gravity, we have Dairy Twist, Costa's, free mini golf tickets we have. We have Rail Riders tickets. And the biggest prize that'll be in there is Great Wolf Lodge tickets. So we have a whole bunch of big prizes for kids to win. We over 100 big prizes that we have to give away.
Wow, and 25,000 eggs. Tell me about all the different age categories and how the day is going to go.
Okay, so yes, we have age groups of 4 and under. We have 5 through 9. We have 10 through 13, and we have 14 to 18. So this is an egg hunt that's not just for the little ones, it's for everybody.
Is there a particular prize that you have your eye on that you wish you could find?
I mean, I would like the Great Wolf Lodge tickets, that one, or the Salt Cave down at Northern Lights Counseling.
Yeah, cool. That's definitely unique. I've only heard of egg hunts where you're searching for candy. Is there candy in some of the eggs?
There's candy in all of the eggs. Candies, stickers, little prizes in every single egg, and then there'll be an extra ticket in there for the big prizes.
Wow, and where did all this stuff come from? Is it community donations?
Yes, it's all community donation, all from our congregation. Everybody in our church have all chipped in to fill eggs. We started filling in January to make this happen, and we just finished filling 25,000 eggs this past weekend.
Wow, so that's about 3-4 months. How many people do you have registered at this point, and is there a limit?
We have 461 children right now that are signed up. There is no limit. Everybody is welcome. We encourage everybody to come and be a part of the fun. The registration, you can find it on our Facebook page. There's a Facebook event, Wall and Pawpack Church's annual Easter egg hunt.
And tell me about the location, the date, and the time.
So the location this year, in the past, we've had it on our church property. This year, we've partnered with the community, and we are going to be hosting at Bingham Park in Holly. It is going to start at 10 a.m. However, I am encouraging everybody to arrive by 9:30 with the influx and the great responses that we've been getting for this egg hunt, just to apply enough time for parking.
Okay, great. Thanks for being here with me today, Jackie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, are we all caught up and ready for the weekend? You can find more of these stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me this week here on Up to Date. Remember, if you want to hear more, you can subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts, or right at WVIA.org. We'll be back on Monday, but keep checking WVIA.org over the weekend for more news. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you Monday, right here on Up to Date.